You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to Inside Out, and I thank you for joining me today. And if you're brand new, I especially welcome you. Thank you for joining me, and however you got here, I hope you'll stay, and I hope you'll peruse around a little bit and look at some previous episodes. On the homepage, you can see titles, and typically there's not a standalone episode. It's usually related. I tend to share on the podcast things that I've been teaching, and I teach a lot in series, and plus I just like to expand and just be very conversational about, you know, some of the important points of what God is showing me. And this whole thing is about living from the inside out. That's the way God has designed us. It's the best way to live. If you're joining me again, you've come back, man, thank you so much for doing that. And by man, come back, ma'am, thank you for coming back. So whoever you are, thank you for being a part of the listening family, if I can call you that. I think of you that way. I think about this very personally when I'm sharing a podcast. I'm thinking about an individual. You know, I'm thinking about who might would be listening in the car line, or they're cooking, or they're working, or running, or whatever they might would be doing. I just hope to encourage you. I hope to bring some good news to you, and cheer you on, living from the inside out as God does a beautiful thing in and through your life. Well, we've been talking about the good news of Jesus. And, by believing on him, it just opens the door of the great things God will do in our lives because he loves us so much. And that good news impacts every aspect of our life and our eternity as well. And as I've been saying, and again, I encourage you to go back and listen to these episodes on sharing this good news. It's worth sharing. It really is. As I've said, we're not just to be a consumer. We're to be an ambassador and share this good news. And there's a right way to do that. So as I've been saying, it's worth sharing, but it's worth sharing right. And that's what we've been majoring on. So we're talking about some styles of sharing. Let me share a couple more with you just real quick today. Service is a style of sharing. Service evangelism in a way. And you can do that individually, or you can do that as a part of a group or a missions group or an outreach. That really is sharing the good news. Service. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So this whole walk with Jesus is not I'm a do-gooder, I do good works. That's the fruit of it. It's the fruit of the relationship with God and how he works in your life. And we were created, to do good works. Ephesians talks about that. But we're to let our light shine in front of other people so that they could see the good works. So you're doing some good things. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, it says, and let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. The gospel is to be both seen and heard. Let me say that again. The gospel, this good news about Jesus, is to be both seen and heard. So it's one thing to share the good news, and it must be heard. They have to hear so they can, know and believe and call on the name of the Lord and be saved. But it's also to be seen. So first of all, we need to let them see how good that we are to one another. That's a major theme and emphasis in the New Testament. that others need to see that in the family of God, how good we are to one another, which will make them want to be in the family of God. And so if we're mean to each other and we gossip about each other, we ignore each other and, we form cliques and all that. So this starts at church. This starts with other believers. This is in your small group. This is in the team that you serve in. Be good to one another. And in turn, you're not just being good to them. You're letting your light shine and you're showing other people. You're advertising away. You're not doing it for show, but it shows that we're being good to one another. And that is part of letting the gospel being seen. And it'll make them, I want to be a part of that, man. I always wish I was around some people or on a team or part of something where people were good to one another, cared for one another, extended themselves for one another. And that's part of the gospel. And secondly, when we do good, they might be open to hear more of an invitation, you know? So sometimes you just do something nice for somebody. It can spark some conversation, maybe a bit of a connection with that person. And they may get around to a place where they say, well, you know, how can I thank you for, you know, helping me with this or doing this and, or just thank you for this. And, you know, you can kind of read that and be led and, you know, hey, I'd love for you to come to my church or we've got a Bible study or a small group or, hey, could we just sit down and get an iced tea or a coffee just like to share a couple things with you. And God will help to set that up. But it's service. It's let your light shine by doing the right thing, being good to people, starting with believers, as the scripture said, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Not just that you're being good to them, but that's part of being in the family. You be good to one another. But others are going to see that and think, man, I wish I was in the family. And that will open them up. And then lastly today, is relational invitational evangelism. And studies show, and it is my experience over decades as a pastor, that is the number one most effective form of evangelism, if you will, or sharing this good news. Andrew went and brought his brother Peter to Jesus. So Andrew met Jesus. Andrew saw the goodness of Jesus, and he went and got relational invitational. He got his brother, who was Peter, to come to Jesus. The woman at the well, Jesus interacted with her, showed grace and mercy and love to her, and she went and told the whole town and said, come and see, and they did. And here's something that, I mean, every time I think about this, this just strikes me in a strong way. In the Bible, and as you read through the Gospels, whenever anyone brought someone to Jesus, something powerful always happened. Hear that again. Whenever anyone brought someone to Jesus, something powerful always happened. And see, we've always got our fear and our excuses of, you know, I'm nervous. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to, you know, disrupt them. I don't want to turn them off or whatever else. But, you know, on the other side of our fear and our excuses of why we aren't sharing the good news is someone who needs to hear the good news. So, and Jesus said, go and invite, go out in the highways and hedges and invite because I want my house full. So the thing about church, you know, is it's ready made. I mean, if it's being done right, prayer is going into it. People are guarding their hearts. The word is being prepared. Worship is being prepared. An atmosphere is being set. A facility is being maintained. It's a place specifically set apart to worship God and to learn more about him and from him. And it gets filled up with believers, but it needs to have a steady population also of unbelievers coming in. And so relational invitational is, hey, come out, come check out Jesus. And come check out church a little closer. You know, it reminds me of the psalm, taste and see. So invite people. And when you invite people, some are going to say no. And some are going to say yes. But if we don't invite, the answer is always no. So co-labor with God. And you only have to do your part. So be prayerful, be aware, be led, And just be brave, you know, and like I said, on the other side of your fear and excuses of why you wouldn't share is someone who needs to hear the good news. So co-labor with God, co-labor with the Holy Spirit, and you only have to do your part. And your part starts out with you just being you, full of God, which is you at your best. And then what is my part, God? What is my part? And it might be just to, and this is super effective, it might be just to invite them to church. But co-labor with God in all of this. This is God's work. And as you work with him, he'll help you. It's his work. It's his harvest. These souls are precious to him. Make sure you precede it all by prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you be sensitive and aware and put favor on you. And, you know, it's going to be beautiful. He who wins souls is wise. And there's such great reward that goes with that. I tell you what, it's a beautiful thing to be involved in. It takes me all the way back to here. I'm so glad somebody shared the good news with me. So will you pray about it? Will you ask the Lord to help you to get ready and to be able in the moment to share the good news with somebody else? All of it preceded by prayer. You keep growing in God and watch how God will use that. And I pray that there's a good number of people that are going to come to receive Jesus because of the good news that you showed and shared in their life. I pray that for you. It brings such joy to your life. And oh my goodness, it brings joy to their life now and forever. Well, God bless you in this endeavor, sharing the good news. It's worth sharing, and it's worth sharing right. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope you'll join me the next time for Inside Out. God bless you. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.